answers.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. I'm Denise Berger. I've been a proud resident of Fort McMurray for 43 years now. And I'm a part of the Lupus Society of Alberta. So I'm here today to kind of talk about our step out for Lupus Walk in Fort McMurray, the first ever.
Okay.
And yeah.
Sweet. So tell me a little bit about lupus. What is lupus?
So lupus is an autoimmune disorder. It affects 1 in 1,000 people. Okay. In Canada. And basically, it's known as the disease of 1,000 faces. So lupus can affect your skin, which is what they call the butterfly rash, okay. Hence our butterfly symbol. It could affect your joints, your blood cells, internal organs, and no two people have the same type of diagnoses, if you will, when it comes to lupus. So okay. It affects everybody differently.
Wow.
Most times lupus is actually misdiagnosed as other diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or even MS. So it takes up to 7 years sometimes for people to become properly diagnosed.
Wild.
Yeah.
And so how did you get involved with this organization?
I myself have lupus.
Okay.
And just like everybody else, scanning through Facebook, and they said they were looking for a board member, and so I put my hat in the ring, and here I am.
Cool.
So yeah.
And so you guys are planning a walk. So when, where, how long, how can people get involved in it?
Sure. So our walk is June 1st. It's at the Doug Barnes Cabin.
Okay.
Registration starts at 11, but of course you can register early online at lupus.ab.ca or through Canada Helps, which is an organization where a lot of different folks will go and set up their walks and events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And registration's at 11. There's a 3-kilometer walk, but we also open up the trails to those who maybe want to do a 5 or 10 kilometer run.
Whatever
you can do.
There we go. Now, before we started filming, we were chatting about Fort McMurray and the little places, because you've lived here for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go back in time, though. What brought you here originally, though?
What brought us here originally?
Yeah.
Like most people, we moved from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So, you know, we kind of got, our parents came over here looking for a better life for my brother and I. And,
right.
Yeah.
And you were how old when you moved here?
I was 9.
9. So then you did go to school here?
I did.
What schools?
Father Turcotte.
Okay.
St. Gates.
Okay.
And Father Merck.
Oh, there we go. Merck, finally. It's been a minute. Awesome. We've had a lot of comps. We've had one Kateri lately, so Father Merck, sweet.
Okay.
All right.
You as well?
I went to Merck, yeah. So you're winning. You're on the winning side today.
Okay.
Tanner went to comp. Boo.
Oh,
but he's a little rougher.
Yeah, holding the weight of first place is really hard.
So when you went to Merck, what was that experience like? Because if you went to Gabe's, that was relatively close. So you grew up in the Thickwood area then?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
We lived downtown and then went to Thickwood.
What was it? Oh, you grew up downtown first?
For a little bit, yes.
What part of downtown?
We lived on Biggs Avenue in the apartments across the from the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was actually cool.
Yeah, because back in the day, like even right now, I spend an absorbent amount of time downtown Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice downtown. It's like beautiful, it's quiet, it's chill.
It is.
Like there's a lot of foot traffic on the main drag as well, so you can sit and like talk to people. There's this like stigma of crossing that bridge, which I just do not
understand.
I grew up in Dickensfield, and then I moved to Thickwood when I bought my first house. But then at a certain point, I moved to Beacon Hill because it was just closer to work when the traffic used to be like insane. And none of my friends would come visit me in Beacon Hill. Like I was one of the first guys who had like a real nice house with like a backyard. So I'd throw parties and I'd be like, we're going to end up at Earl's anyways. Just come across the bridge. And they're just like, no, man, we don't. Yeah. We don't cross the
it's
bridge.
It's like going from north to south in Calgary, right? It's
yeah,
too far.
That's exactly it. So when you were growing up in Thickwood, that part, mm-hmm. what did you do for fun in that neighborhood?
I spent all day outside. I think when the sun went up to the sun went down, we were always, we grew up mostly around the 600 block.
Oh,
so
okay.
So there was always like a gang of kids.
Right,
know,
right.
Around there.
And then you have all of those inner forests too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
so exploring,
really
you know.
Cool.
Yeah, our mom was really big on, you know, you gotta go out and explore and
yeah.
enjoy life, right? You don't need to sit in front of a TV, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you were able to walk to school every day then?
I was, yeah.
Okay. And so now you have children.
I do.
And so I believe, we're not going to give away your neighborhood, but
yes.
you live in the Thickwood area, just
yes.
a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Are your kids going to Mark or did you send them to Westwood?
They chose to go to Trinity.
Oh.
Yes.
What was that decision for?
Mostly for just what the programs offered there.
Right.
My daughter, well, my son followed my daughter, but my daughter went there because they had art programs, so she's massive into art.
Okay.
Ironically, she's now at UBC doing engineering, but it's kind
geez.
Of her, yeah, her little passion, her side passion, if you
is
will.
Is art, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when we were growing up here, that was not an option. And the
no.
schools didn't have the type of programs they have now.
That's right.
Like, my little guy, Keegan, he's in French immersion.
Yeah.
So when he goes to high school, he'll have to go to the school that offers
yes.
that as a program.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm.
not a thing. So, right. interesting.
We used to practice driving up in,
yeah.
Kimberly, remember those?
The dead roads.
Streets? Yeah.
Yeah, I call them the dead roads.
Mm-hmm.
That, I'm glad you're bringing it up. Okay, when you went to the dead roads from where you were, you would practice driving. Did you ever like bike there, or was that too far for you? Because you said you're an outdoor kid.
I used to bike downtown to see my friends there. So, yeah, I was very active.
You had full
so,
run.
Yeah.
So did you bike back up?
I did.
So you biked up that hill?
I was young and fit. Now I'm old and enjoying life.
Yeah. That hill's hardcore.
Yeah, that, not. I couldn't be me.
You've never biked up that hill?
No, I just bust
not
it.
Not once?
I just bust it.
No.
Walk or bike?
Yeah, I would walk more often than
yeah.
biking that.
Talk to me after you bike up Abbasan Hill.
Yeah, I've never biked up Abbasan. I've ran up Abbasan a number
hard.
Of times. But
yeah, I've biked up
back.
That hill.
Yeah. Beacon
sucks.
Hill, that was an easy one. But I was talking to my kid, I literally, it's that time of year, so he stole my BMX bike. So I'm behind him on my skateboard, just trying to keep up. And we're in Timberley. And he's just like, oh, can I cross that highway and go to Dickensfield? And I was just like, no. No, you certainly cannot. And he's 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's like, when you were 10, how far could you go? And I was in Dickensfield and I was thinking, anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Actually. It
mm-hmm.
was like my parents, like
yeah.
I used to go to Thickwood, Dickensfield. I wasn't brave enough to go downtown at that age.
Yeah.
But you could literally go anywhere. It just wasn't as busy.
That's right.
Like, I don't have
absolutely.
A fear of anything happening to him. Like, I don't have that in my head.
Yeah.
But the traffic is so busy everywhere
it's
now.
It's wicked right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it.
No. So when you're out and about exploring Fort McMurray, you like you said, you don't want to bike up and down the hill, but how are you getting around? How do you walk or bike or explore your part of the community?
Back in, like, when I was
no,
a kid.
No, currently.
Now?
Yeah.
We do a lot of walking. We still bike, and obviously we go by vehicle now.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're always involved somehow in the community, whether it's going to see the arts program or the sports, you know,
mm-hmm.
going over to, I guess it's called Center Fire now. For,
yeah,
for the
Thickwood Arena
games.
For
yeah.
all the old school people,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, we try and stay as involved as we can.
And so your children are not so much children anymore. They're young adults.
That's right.
So what has that been like now that they're gone, getting back into the community? Is that how the volunteerism started kind of transpiring?
I think so, having more time there. And my youngest is going to graduate this year, so he'll be going off to university himself. So,
what
yeah.
university?
He's thinking U of C.
Okay.
Yeah, or he might even stay local for a year and
yeah.
then go. But
that's a
he's kind of weighing the pros and cons of everything, right?
You're going to cry.
You know what? I'm big on my kids going out and exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for them.
Good for
it's
you.
It's sad, but I remember yeah. being that age and I could not get out of Fort McMurray fast enough to go to school.
Yeah.
Ended up missing Fort McMurray. But
right.
Yeah, but it was exciting. It's
yeah.
exciting time.
good for you. I'm not going to handle it as well as you.
You got to remember when you were that age how you felt. Come on now.
Yesterday, Keegan, he got his first bank card. Mm-hmm. And so it happens every summer. When he gets back on his bike or the skateboard, it's like freedom to him. He can, mm-hmm. like, go. So yesterday after our little ride, we're just sitting in the grass, just hanging out. And he's just like, I got a bike and a debit card. I could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, where would you go? And he's like, downtown. I'm like, you're never making it downtown. He's like, Dad, I can go anywhere. And just that thought process. But then it made me kind of like, oh, crap, you're going to leave in a few years. I'm going to miss you like crazy. Mm-hmm. So when he goes to university, I just told him, I looked at him last night. I was like, where are you thinking you want to go to school? And he was saying his little spots. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow you just so you're on the same page.
Teach him those street smarts, you know, to learn how to just survive.
Yeah, if he went downtown, he would be terrified.
Oh, terrified. That's what I told him. Even like just biking and going through parking lots, he's only 10. Yeah. So he's learning. So just helping him navigate through a parking lot for the first time. And like, yo, don't stay that close to the cars. If they're backing up, he might get hit.
Yeah.
He's like, good thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I have a... Keegan is spoiled. He would be eaten alive downtown. You're 100% correct. He's not.
He'd get off the bus and just see one homeless person and be like, ah!
Yeah, he's not. Like,
my kids are got a lot of street smarts, but that was because they've been pushed and ingrained.
And right? So how did you do that? How did you push and ingrain that into them?
Just repetitive, like a broken record over and over again, you know, talking about situations. If we see a homeless person today, we talk about that person, where how their life got to where they were and how we need to respect them, and but also maintain boundaries and just, you know, be mindful of your surroundings and things like that.
Yeah.
Just constant conversation.
Nice.
Conversation, not yelling. That's what's important.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. I like that. Mm-hmm. So now that they're moving to the big city, do they go into the dorms first? Do they move into apartments? Like, how does that first step go?
So with my daughter, she has just a small bachelor apartment at UBC because it's really difficult to find housing there.
Yeah.
So we were lucky enough to find her a 300 square foot place, but she's comfortable and she's happy. And
cool.
If my son does choose to go to Calgary, my brother lives there, so he's kind of got the benefit of still having family close by.
Nice.
So we're lucky. Yeah. Very blessed that way.
You have some eyes on him if he goes that way. Tanner just tapped his phone though. That means he's ready for his segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is your favorite memory being in Fort McMurray?
My favorite memory?
Yeah.
The people. Just the people and the different people you meet along the way.
Question number two. What is your go-to meal to make when you want to impress?
Ooh, pasta. Easy, simple, and fills the belly.
Question number three. What is one business you miss the most from this community?
Oh my gosh. That's a hard one. Bob Barrett. That's who I miss.
Okay.
That was my go-to place to buy a lot of things when
really?
I was a kid. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know why Bob Bear, but he was a good man.
Question number four. What is your favorite family activity to take part in?
Favorite family activity? Probably Uno night. It gets pretty competitive.
Ooh. And your final question. What do you think is the best fruit?
The best fruit for me? Oh my gosh. Mangoes.
And those have been your five questions.
Mangoes. How did you pull mangoes out? Do you eat mangoes a lot?
I love them, yeah.
That's interesting. Where did you fall in love with mangoes? Because that's not a fruit that is like
it's
we're...
It's normal, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just had it one time when I was a teenager and just learned to make mango pie, mango sorbet. Love mangoes.
Where my parents are from, Guyana, mangoes are like in your backyard kind of deal. So it's something that as a child we grew up having when we'd go visit, or even like going to Miami you would have them. But in Fort McMurray it was just not one of those things that we regularly had.
We go to Edmonton in the grocery store and we'd buy them there.
Yeah.
Like back in the days, right?
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So Tanner had a question. I already forget your answer. I wanted to go back to it. Bob Barrett. There it is. Boom. Mm-hmm. What in Bob Barrett, like, were you buying, shopping for? What about that store spoke to you?
I think it was just him himself. We had, I think I was probably one of the few girls that actually went to his store when I was in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he used to sell Sun Ice jackets. So I remember, like, just busting my butt, working a job to buy my first Sun Ice jacket.
Nice.
And t-shirts and things like that, right? I was very much a tomboy, so I wasn't your typical girly girl growing up yet.
Because that's what I was going to ask. I was like, Bob Barrett's like, it's a man's store. And like, yeah, I was super choked when they closed down because like now you have nowhere to get that. Even like in, I don't know what kids do for grad. Like your son is going to... Where?
Timeless Bridal is where we got his suit.
What's that? I've never heard of that store.
Timeless Bridal is a bridal store, but they also have a section for men.
Nice.
And so a lot of the grads will go there. So that's where we bought his suit this year.
And that's here in Fort Mac?
It is in Fort Mac, yeah.
What part of town?
Downtown by the McDonald's. I think it's Tamarack.
Okay, yeah. Because, yeah, that was the thing with Bob Barrett. Like, as I got older, I have suits, so I don't need to rent, but...
Yeah.
I remember going to Bob Barrett's to rent suits and being like, oh, this is a cool concept until you get the suit that you rent and you're like, this doesn't really fit me properly.
Yeah.
But that's a component for me as like a guy growing up was getting the rental suits and working my way up. Yeah. And I don't know if it was always Bob who I got to work with. And then he sold it to another guy named Bob, funny enough. But his staff was always really friendly, I found.
Absolutely.
And they talked to you and explained to you what was going on. Because when you're like a teenager, you don't know how to buy a suit or what you're doing. So I always found they were so friendly and explained what was happening.
Yeah.
Cool. So as a girl, you felt comfortable going there too.
Absolutely. First name basis.
That's hilarious.
<Too bad. laughs>
Okay, I have a question. And if you've been here for that long, do you remember, or what you must, the old theater?
Yes.
The old Fort Theater.
They had the best popcorn.
They did have the best popcorn. That's what I wanted to see, if you remember the popcorn where they had that juice machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just recirculated the juice.
That's right.
Oh, man. I like having people who grew up here a long, long time ago and chatting with, because you remember some of the reference points that I have.
Yep.
The one question that Tanner said that I always remember was Fable Table. That's the business
went
out.
Yes.
Me and my family would always go to Fable Table.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pick any kind of drink or any ice cream and we'd eat there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And there's that restaurant that had all you eat can lobster sometimes. It's just down over here somewhere.
Yeah.
Garden Cafe.
Garden Cafe. I was just, those magazines, I was just with Vaughn Jessam. He owned the Garden Cafe. And they're just right there. Me and Tanner were talking about before Economic Development took it over and renovated, which they did beautiful. If you've ever had a chance, go check it out if you haven't yet. But we wanted to throw a party in there, like an old school like throwback to the
That'd be cool. Garden Cafe. Yeah.
And so if you ever come along, because you've been here and you were just talking about the Haxton lady.
Yes.
If you can ever find old pictures, please get in contact with me, because there's so much stuff from Fort McMurray back in the day that I would love to document and share.
Miss Haxton, she used to, she was here for, I can't remember, like probably 1930s or 40s.
Okay.
I might be wrong there, but she was really early into coming to this community.
And are the buildings here named after her by any chance?
Yes.
So
Haxton Center.
Yeah, I worked out of there as a summer programmer for the municipality one year. And same with that black building just right over there.
Yeah, she owned lots of properties. Yeah, I think her and Mrs. Jean actually used to own quite a few properties in the downtown area.
Yeah, interesting.
They've got quite a unique history amongst them as well.
Well, it sounds like, especially because if they're both property owners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so what was your relationship with the family?
More through my mom. So my mom knew Mrs. Haxton and spent a lot of time with her. But we always knew about the Haxtons and the Jeans growing up in Fort McMurray.
Yes, of course.
Because they were very two prominent names, right?
Yeah.
As my mom came back to Fort McMurray, she too moved away and came back. Her and Mrs. Haxton kind of got back together, and then my mom spent weeks and weeks with her just combing through old magazines and newspapers and clipping them and putting them into the, you know, those old school photo albums where you peel back the plastic.
Forgotten art form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mom has all of those. She has like a cabinet very similar to that one, actually, with just volumes of pictures that are in those.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice to go back to.
Absolutely.
I find those in, like, now it's so easy to take a photo, and everybody takes a photo of everything, but how often do you really go back and, like, look at the thousands of photos in your camera roll?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, when I sit down at my mom's house and you have that book, it's like, that's a real trip through memory lane for me.
Time, yeah.
So you said that you moved away, your mom moved away, and you've come back. So
yes.
What about the community brought you back and keeps you here?
Mostly for work, and I think just wanting to grow up in the community as well.
Mm.
You know, it's just the opportunities my kids had. I know what we had, my brother and I, growing up. You know, we had more opportunities here than we did back in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
But just what my kids were able to do here was amazing. You know, art programs, sports programs, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the closer-knit community of Fort McMurray. I like that smaller city feel.
Yeah.
And I just feel like more about the big family than anything.
There we go. Yeah. Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So I invite everybody to go to lupus.ad.ca. Please check out our walk for June 1st. We are in need of more participants, so please come out to support a great cause. You know, the Lupus Society is there to educate and basically serve those with lupus and just helping them to find resources so that they can manage their daily lives together. So
there we go. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.